Welcome back to the Botanical Creative, and today we're talking about something very close to Ellie Jane's heart.
Yes.
Yes.
Tools!
So Ellie Jane recently had a birthday, and yes, she hit a milestone.
Yeah.
The big, let's just say 1-0. And she got some...
I'm so young.
She got gifted some pretty cool new tools for her lino cut printing.
Yes.
And I know you started off with some Japanese, just like some... Not that Japanese tools aren't great, right? But some really cheap tools.
Well, it was, the more basic ones.
The beginners. The beginners of beginners tools, right?
Yep.
And you've been sort of dreaming of upgrading your tool set.
Yep.
And
I've got this dream right now.
The dream is literally in her hand and she's admiring it. Because these...
So pretty.
These aren't cheap tools, are they? These are really expensive tools.
Yeah.
They're all...
Definitely an investment.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? And they're handmade?
I think so.
I'm pretty confident they are. Because they're Swiss made, aren't they?
Yeah, they've got on the handle Swiss made. So they're...
So...
Good quality.
They're...
Definitely good quality.
So,
made in Switzerland.
Tell us a little bit about them. So, the brand is, how do you even pronounce that L?
That's a good question. Is it a silent P or a silent H? Definitely a silent H because there's no H in there.
I was like, where's that wrong? H? So, anyone wanting to know, it's spelled P-F-E-I-L.
Feel or peel?
Let's go feel. That sounds a bit more Swiss.
Does it?
I don't know.
Or peel.
No, we'll say feel. And what you've... So we've got notes that we share if anyone is wanting to know. But so tell us a little bit about these tools and why you want them.
So yeah, as you said, I was using more of a basic set.
Mm.
They got by.
But what was like the disadvantages of those? Like, is it just that they wouldn't cut as quickly or smoothly? Like what's the go?
So not as smooth as these ones.
Mm-hmm.
Not as comfortable to handle as well, because the other ones had a longer wooden handle.
So pretty much, to paint the picture for someone, right, it's like the handle is the thickness of a pencil.
A really thick pencil.
Like a children's pencil, right? The ones
chunky
that,
one.
chunky pencil.
And then it's just got the metal end, which has, you know, your shapes for carving.
So if you think of like a chisel, right?
Mm.
And these chisels can have different shapes at the end of them, as if you're doing woodwork, right?
Well, yeah,
they're about, what, 2 inches long in your hand, right?
Yeah.
And they had a very straight handle. So as you're trying to push into the lino, it would dig into your hand. So they're
kind of thing, yeah.
That's why they're cheap.
Cause a bit of strain.
So they're not comfortable in the hand, and they can cause strain.
And they're not as smooth to handle.
Yeah.
Like when you're actually carving as well.
Yeah.
Compared to,
so you'd have less control as well.
Yeah.
So these ones, you've got a few sets. Do you want to sort of explain what you've got and what they're used for?
So they're kind of like a rounded handle,
mm-hmm,
that sits in like the palm of your hand.
Yep.
And which allows for more control when carving like details and that kind of thing.
Mm.
So it doesn't have like a long handle. It's just like a rounder thing that sits in your hand as you're carving. And then I've got a few different shapes on that.
So tell us about the shapes and like what they're good for. So you've got, is that a wide horseshoe?
Yeah, so this is a not quite flat, but very wide, shallow U-shape.
Yeah.
But they've got numbers on them.
And
indicating the sizes.
So what would the larger size be better for, like just removing the backgrounds of a lino?
Yeah, pretty much. So your larger spaces, so I would usually use the finer ones for your details and stuff.
Your line work. And
then bigger ones like this, your shallow ones for the outside, getting rid of the background, because that just is your time-consuming process.
Mm. They're really pretty tools, and she's actually posted a photo up on her Instagram. Yeah. It looks like walnut.
You can feel it too, like the metal is quite solid.
Give it to
but
me.
But it has good balance.
Oh, yeah.
Like the other ones,
cool,
they didn't have that weight
gold
in them.
On it, wouldn't it?
That would be amazing.
Swiss made.
Yeah.
Oh, it smells like wood that has glue on it.
I think they use like a environmentally friendly oil.
They feel really good in the hands.
Yeah, they are nice.
Yeah, they're very nicely done. Very sharp too.
They are. Yeah.
Not sharp enough they to cut your skin, though.
Oh, they would.
Well, my skin they come, must be tough.
They come sharp. They're really sharpened nice. Already as well.
So you got a nice set of those. What else have you got?
So I just got a few different sizes of those, and then I've got a sharpening tool for them as well.
I never would have thought to sharpen lino carving tools. I know
you definitely like need to because like you'll notice the difference when you're carving with lino
like
tools.
They literally are like mini chisels, so it makes sense.
Just the same as sharpening your chisels.
And how often would you sharpen them?
Oh, I guess just whenever you notice that they're blunt kind of thing, but just making sure it's regular, like you're so not like leaving it.
Once a year or?
I don't know. We'll have to see how these chiseling. Ones go kind of thing. yeah. Probably after a few good lino prints, I would say.
Mm. And so you'd only recommend these tools to someone who's maybe, you know, getting to that sort of more serious stage of lino carving? Like,
yeah, from a budget perspective, yes.
Because do you know roughly how much these might be around?
I think individually you're looking at maybe $30 to $40 for one.
So you're sitting comfortably there with about probably close to a $300 investment, maybe a bit less.
Yeah, so the sets are about that.
Yeah.
You can see why. You get a set of 6 or 12.
Yeah,
you can see. But they are definitely good quality.
Yeah.
Like if you're wanting to do, you know, fine detail and have that control, then something like
this
is what you
want. And it'll probably make the process quicker for you to actually get the work out.
Makes a big difference because I was just testing it out on a bit of lino.
Yeah, and doing that looks really good already.
A sea holly flower.
Yeah.
Just even the fine lines, being able to do that without mucking it up.
Yeah. No, it looks really good.
That's with the little guy.
That's tiny.
Yeah. So you can do.
So if anyone's interested, there's lines. Yeah, like I said, there's photos on Ellie Jane's Instagram, which is the_the_artist.
Yes.
That she has posted. And you can get a really good idea as to what we're talking about and get a feel for it. And if you're interested, I'm sure if you DM Ellie Jane, she'll tell you where to get them from.
Yeah, there's a few different stores. There's one in Australia up north.
Is this somewhere overseas?
Overseas as well, yeah.
It's probably best to buy them overseas.
A store called Jackson's Art Supplies. They're based in the UK. They have them as well.
Jackson's Art Supplies.
Yeah. But if you look them up.
I'm going to write that down, so you hear me typing.
They have the different sizes, like they'll have like, you know, 11/2.
Yeah.
And the numbers refer to, so the second number refers to the width of the actual tool at the end in millimetres.
Mm.
And then the first one refers to the shape.
Okay.
Like for example, one.
Yeah.
Well, this one's not quite one, but well, one is actually flat. Yeah. This is a 7. So it's slightly curved,
yep.
And then you go up to, say, for example, 11 is a deep U, which I don't know if I have here. Oh, I have 11 here.
Mm.
So that's a deeper U.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got, like, 12, which is, like, a V shape.
Mm.
So that's what the sizing kind of refers to.
It's literally, like, going down to the hardware store and buying yourself an investment, and
quality,
like
tools.
Yeah, investing in a good range of hand tools to do your craft. And it's no different to this sort of artistry. You need that set of tools if you're going to take the next step in your art career, which is what you're doing. And you're doing a lot more work with your art, and this is definitely going to help jump you to get that finer detail and do that next quality as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's like any, you know, trade or.
Mm. That's exciting. Yeah, are they all your tools that you got?
And then there's just a few other sizes as well.
Yeah.
Good.
So they're your preferred choice now to use?
Definitely, yeah. They make a big difference just carving. No. But, I mean, if you're starting out, you know, go for the basic.
I've got the basic ones. And, like, for me, they do fine because I'm still learning, but I definitely don't do it enough to justify those at this point in my time, but they look really nice, so you never know, one might go missing.
I don't think so.
But we thought, since Ellie Jane has got some tools, we would talk about some key gardening tools too and brands.
Yeah.
What ones do you,
you prefer?
So the brand of choice is definitely Felco, which is also Swiss made. They're an amazing company and they make very high quality tools. And ironically, it's pruning season for gardeners here in Australia. So it's winter. So we do a lot of our winter pruning on deciduous trees. And having a really good set of tools is so important, especially if you want to make nice, neat cuts without causing any potential disease to get into them.
Cause damage to the plants.
Yeah. So the Felcos number twos are definitely a universal sort of secateur that a lot of people really like using.
Both is that a size or is that...
That's a size. It's the same sort of numbering thing. So they can have different numbers to represent different size and handles and left-handed or right-handed.
Yeah.
But number twos are very common for both men and women. Like, I've got tiny hands. Well, I think I've got small hands. Might have gigantic hands. But they sit comfortably in my hands, but they also sit comfortably in my partner's hands too, right? Mm. But they're really good. And the lady at my work, she's been in the industry. So she's in her late 70s, right? And she's been at her place of employment for... 28 years, I think, maybe. But she's had her Felcos for over 40 years.
Wow, that so they're durable. They'll last.
Yeah. And they're very easy to repair. So, like, the spring that's in between, you can get replacements. You can get blade replacements. You can get all the parts to replace them. And Felco is really good. If you find a Felco dealership directly, you can go get them serviced as well.
Are there any in... Australia?
Yeah, there's some in Victoria. There's as to where, I can't remember off the top of my head. I don't know if they're like Richmond Way. Yeah. Then you just send them off and they get fixed up that way. Or if you want to do it, you can order the parts and do it yourself, which is what I'd do. But Felcos definitely are my tool of choice. And the same with their loppers and things like that. If you don't want to spend the money because, like yours, they are very expensive, Felcos too might set you back $150.
For just a pair of secateurs.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit less, give or take where you go or if you find them on sale.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, the next budget or the next tier down would just be, like, your normal commercial grade, varieties, would be things like Cyclone or Gardenia. Not Gardenia. Gardena.
Gardenia.
Gardena is the brand name. What else is there? Druids? Is it Druids tools? I think I might be saying that wrong or remembering that wrong. But any of those, they're sort of around your $20 to $30 mark or less for some decent cutters.
Everyday one.
Yeah, and they last pretty well. But I do find over time they start becoming like wobbly. Their handles can get a little bit wobbly, but that's just how they are unless you buy their more premium quality ones. But they will last you maybe 4 or 5 years before you need to replace them or repair them. Sometimes it's even less than that in terms of time frame, but you get your money's worth. If you invest in good quality tools, you're going to obviously get that paying off.
Yeah. I remember you got some from Japan, didn't you?
Yeah, Japan make brilliant, absolutely brilliant tools.
They were good quality ones.
And they got nicked because that's how good they were. My ones anyway. Yeah, they got pinched, so I don't know who took them. But anyway, I hope they're having a great time pruning their plants. Yes. But no, the Japanese make brilliant pruners, and I'd like to import them one day and be able to sell them. But
you got like a, what do you call it, like a scythe thing, didn't you?
Yeah, that so you can use that for pruning of branches.
What about cutting your grass?
You could, I'm gonna stand there.
You'd be there for a while.
I'll just use my whippersnipper. My battery whippersnipper from Ryobi, that's what I'd use. And it's really lightweight too, so it's really good. But no, the Japanese hand tools are really good, especially their weeders. And they were so cheap. I think they cost like $3.
Wow.
When I brought them.
Bargain.
And then the secateurs cost me like 10. And they're some of the best tools I've got.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to try and import those in.
Yeah, because you got them directing you.
Yeah, so you need to help me with that, Ellie, since you speak fluent Japanese.
I shall try.
That was my laptop. But no, so if you can get Swiss tools, they're usually really, really good, or Japanese for that matter. And then the other tools, if I've got to talk about other tools, would be, like the Ryobis. They're pretty good. I use them all the time. Cheap, affordable, everywhere. Yeah.
Like your whippersnipper and stuff.
Whippersnipper, mower.
Yeah.
Then I've got more professional grade mowers for the harder stuff, but just for a quick, easy clean up, that's what I use.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Other than that, I don't think there's any other tools I really use besides my hands.
Well, I guess secateurs is probably the most common one
you use. It's the most important. You use it for actually everything.
Yeah.
There's also actually a cool tool I have, brand-wise, I can't remember the name, but it's a grafting tool.
Grafting tool?
So, how do I explain it? So, it's like a pair of scissors, right? But they cut out...
The middle, is it?
They cut out like a jigsaw piece.
Oh, yeah.
How do I explain this? But so one side cuts out the other side and then they just slot together.
Oh, yeah.
How do I explain it? I'll have to put a photo or video up.
The hand actions aren't really helping either.
But it's like it takes out a pattern when you make the cut and then you do the same cut on a different plant.
And it sticks it together like a puzzle.
It creates the joining pieces that they just slot together. The matching pieces. Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Okay, something
like that.
So like a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah, it's like a jigsaw puzzle cutter.
Okay.
But that's a really nifty, cool tool. I'll have to take a video of it.
You've used it before, have you?
Yeah, to graft on apples onto other apples
and
things like that. But no, that works really, really well. That's a cool tool.
Yeah, it'd take a bit of knowing what you're kind of doing, I guess, so you're not just sticking plants together randomly.
like a mad scientist. My creations. But no, that's a really cool tool, but... If you had to ask me what my everyday tool is and what I would recommend and what I reach for and all that type of jazz, it would be my Felcos, hands down. I wouldn't even think of grabbing anything else, really.
Mm. Yep, so you're chopping away in the garden.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, that is sort of a sweet and short, somewhat short, but cute little episode, maybe.
Yeah. We hope you enjoyed that one.
Yeah, so
talking about our tools.
The tools of the trade.
Yes.
Yeah. Of what we sort of reach to and go for to do what we do every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been good. Thanks for joining us.
No worries.
And we'll catch you next time.
Yeah, we'll see you next week on the next episode.
See ya.